أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء ويجعلكم خلفاء الأرض أإله مع الله قليلا ما تذكرون. أمن يهديكم في ظلمات البر والبحر ومن يرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته أإله مع الله تعالى الله عما يشركون. صدق الله العظيم. The last two ayats we've been discussing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat, and with each time and each ayah Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions His Qudrat, Allah Rabbul Izzat asks us a simple question: Ailahumma Allah, is there any other ilah, is there any other God, is there any other might or power or any other object of worship besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? In this ayah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى, and who responds to the dua of a person who is muttar, in other words, someone that is helpless, someone that is in distress, someone that is in need. إِذَا دَعَاهُ, when he makes the dua, when he supplicates, وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ, and who is that being that removes the hardship or the difficulty? وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ, and he makes you the khulafa, he makes you the inheritors or successors of the land. أَيْلَاهُمَّ اللَّهِ, is there any deity, is there any God, is there any might, is there any power with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Can any being share this power with Allah Rabbul Izzat? Nay, that is only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. قَلِيلًا مَّا تَذَكَّرُونَ, there are very few that take heed and accept this advice of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Now here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about a person who is in a state of difficulty, a state of hardship, a state of distress. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala refers to this as مُضْطَر, that person that is hard-pressed, he has and he does not know any way out. And at that time, when that person makes dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, obviously he's going to make that dua with a great degree of sincerity, with a great degree of desperation to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And when that happens, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by and large accepts that dua. Now in the acceptance of dua, we hear from time to time, either Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accepts the dua immediately, or sometimes it can be after a while, but there will be a response from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And many are those incidents that have been narrated with regards to those that were in the state of ittirar, the state of being hard-pressed, in hardship, distress and difficulty, and they supplicated to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and there was a response from Allah Rabbul Izzat. When we open Fadail Amal of Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi in Fadailus Salah, we will find an incident of a person who was a porter and a very honest person whom people would trust. And once a person asked him for a lift on his mule, and as they travelled together, that person directed him to another place, through another road, and that came to a forest in which he had seen many dead bodies. And at that time, that person held him at knife point. And obviously, this porter now realized that this is the end of his life. There are many dead bodies here, and I'll just become another corpse. So at that time, he asked for respite, just to perform two rakat salat. That kidnapper or that hijacker said that all these other people that are here, these other corpses that you see here, they had also asked for the two rakat respite. So in essence, I have no problem with that. This porter began to perform the two rakat salat, and when he came to the end of Surah Fatiha, and now he had to join a qiraat, some recitation of the Qur'an Kareem to Surah Fatiha, in that state, he was distressed, he was in difficulty, no ayah would come to his mind immediately, and then suddenly this ayah flashed, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَيْلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَّا تَذَكَّرُونَ. He had hardly read this ayah when he saw some horsemen coming from nowhere and apprehending that kidnapper or that hijacker. He goes into his sajda and he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the time he had completed his salat, that horseman had left. And when he shouted at a distance, "Who are you?" that horseman said, "I have been sent by that being who says, 'Amman yujibul muttarra idha da'a.'" So we find many incidents. There is one incident that comes to mind when Hajjaj bin Yusuf, who was a very oppressive ruler, was making tawaf of Baytullah. He sees a blind person in the haram of Makkah making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, reinstate my eyesight. Oh Allah, let me see once again." And Hajjaj bin Yusuf stumbles at this person and then he asks him that, "For how long are you making this dua?" So the person said, "For many years I'm making this dua to Allah that Allah must grant my eyesight." Now Hajjaj, being an oppressive person, he said to this person that, "Listen, I give you 3 days. You continue making dua, but in 3 days, if your eyes are not reinstated, forget your eyesight, your life is gone, I'm going to cut your head." So at that time, what goes through the heart and the mind of this person? And after 3 days, when Hajjaj bin Yusuf comes past, he sees this person looking at him, eyesight reinstated. So after Hajjaj had put the threat, that hard-pressed condition had come upon him, that distress, that desperation had come upon him, and that dua and the mode of the dua had also changed. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this as a very great manifestation of the qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And hence when we realize that our duas are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously we will know that there is no other being that would have the ability, first of all, to listen to our dua, and secondly, to respond to that dua. The next part of the ayat, Allah says, وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that removes difficulties that one may have when one calls upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will make you the successors of land, the earth. Many, many people, many communities in the past may have been oppressive, and history bears testimony to this fact that when they became oppressive and the oppressed people, immaterial, whether they were in a state of iman or not, when they turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that distressed, helpless condition, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responded to their call, Allah responded to their dua, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made the oppressed people the inheritors of the land. That is why our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the three du'as or the du'as of three people are certainly accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One is the du'a of an oppressed person. Second is the du'a of a traveler. And third is the du'a of a father for his son. And if you see, all of them have the common factor of the great desperation, great sincerity and dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them the khulafa of the earth, which is Allah Rabbul Izzat, that sometimes destroys a nation, sometimes Allah Ta'ala destroys a generation because they had become oppressive and the oppressed people had made dua. أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is there any deity, is there any God, is there any might, is there any power that can share with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, never. So that is the doings of Allah Rabbul Izzat. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Then very few take heed of this, that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will accept the du'as, and it is only Allah ta'ala that changes the conditions. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.